Hello, welcome to Politically Correct. I'm DK Singh. Let me start this episode with two comments made by two politicians. I will read out those comments to you. And just guess who might have made those comments. So the first one is, I'm reading it out from a laptop. Quote unquote, everybody knew that the second wave of corona would hit India, but still nothing was done. Even today, we have a shortage of beds and oxygen. The second comment is, in the past 10 days, hundreds of people, including 24 friends, lost their lives due to lack of oxygen. This is the ground reality. Many of you might think that, okay, it's probably Rahul Gandhi or some opposition leader. But the fact is, the first comment was made by Narayan Tripathi, the Maihar BJP MLA in Madhya Pradesh. And the second comment was made by Arvind Giri, that is Gola Gokarnath MLA, the BJP MLA again in Uttar Pradesh. So why are these BJP's legislators talking like opposition leaders? They are basically indicting their own governments. So in case of Maihar MLA, probably you can say that, okay, you're talking about this Tripathi, he has been a party hopper. Why to talk about him? He came to returned to the BJP in 2019 only. And he's like that. Maybe, although in today's BJP, as we discussed in a different episode yesterday, that in today's BJP, where three of your 12 chief ministers are Congress defectors, just not be talking in these terms. But anyway, not to digress. Coming back to what these MLAs are saying, they are basically indicting the BJP governments in Madhya Pradesh and Uttar Pradesh. And they are not just one each from these states. So what we saw on the weekend, actually, on Sunday, suddenly a letter from Union Minister for Labour and Employment, Santosh Kumar Gangwar, the letter surfaced on the social media. It was written to Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath and was actually a strong indictment of Adityanath government's COVID management. For instance, it talked about how, you know, empty oxygen cylinders were being hoarded by people, how you have patients running from one place to another, trying to get admission in hospitals, how health officials were not taking calls, how ventilators and other medical equipment were being black marketed. And coming from a union minister, this letter was a very strong indictment. And interesting part here is, the letter was written on Thursday, and Yogi Adityanath visited Gangwar's constituency, Lok Sabha constituency, Bareilly, on Saturday, where Gangwar was with him. And then on Sunday, this letter surfaced on the social media. Now you know who was the interested party here. A letter making such or saying such a strong things against the state government won't be coming out of the chief minister's office, of course. It has to come from the other side. And that too after the CM's visit to the Lok Sabha constituency. Anyway, let's not go to that. It's not just Gangwar. Only last week or 10 days back, you heard Bangalore South MP Tejaswi Surya. He was talking about the so-called bribe for a hospital beds scam in Bangalore. But as a matter of fact, it was a very strong indictment of B.S. Yedurappa government there again in Karnataka. An interesting part was BJP National General Secretary Organization, B.L. Santosh. He's a very powerful person in BJP today. He was quick to basically hail Surya, applaud him for breaking this scam, bringing this scam to the public, which is very strange, because when you're talking about scam in hospitals in Bangalore, you're not targeting any opposition leader, you're targeting your own government. So what's happening in the BJP? These are not just 3-4 individuals I have named. If you have been watching media reports, there are at least a dozen legislators from UP, including MLAs, MPs. They have been writing letters to the chief minister and talking publicly about it, criticizing COVID management by the district administration or the state administration. You have such things happening in Madhya Pradesh, you have such things happening in Uttar Pradesh, and you have all these BJP legislators or lawmakers talking against the Yedurappa government. Now, there are many conspiracy theorists in the national capital. And let me tell you, like, what their point is, look, who are the chief ministers we are talking? We are talking about Yedurappa. Of course, he has never gotten along well with this with the current dispensation in Delhi. And B.L. Santosh, I mean, he has been his very old detractor and they never got along well. Their Sisodia is B.L. Santosh's protege. So it was expected. And even in the past, we have seen many MLAs talking against Yadurappa. There is no attempt by the High Command to rein them in. Then in case of Madhya Pradesh, conspiracy theorists would point out that, look, we have seen how Shivraj Singh Chauhan was allowed to actually topple Kamal Nath government. But after that, he never got the cooperation that Chauhan would expect from the High Command. Then again, in Yogi Adityanath's case, now ever since there have been this talks like in the political circles that Adityanath may be emerging as a prime ministerial contender. So whenever PM Modi hangs up his boots, probably Adityanath will be one of the contenders. And since these talks have started going a buzz in political circles, suddenly you find many people who are very active, like from within the BJP. They have started looking at Yogi Adityanath's administration in a different way. And a union minister like Gangwar writing to him, and that letter coming out in public domain, indicting the Yogi Adityanath government, is pretty interesting. I won't elaborate on that, but that's some sort of a food for thought for all of us, how and why it's happening. I'm not going into these conspiracy theories because, you know, these theories are, I would say, galore in the national capital. In Delhi, when you talk with people in the political circles, it's aplenty. All these theories keep coming. So I'm not getting into it. But the fact is, all these lawmakers, you did not hear them talking about BJP administrations in any state or at the center, criticizing it even obliquely, indirectly. And here you have all these BJP lawmakers coming out publicly against the CMs. At this stage, it's only the CMs. But when you talk about oxygen availability, you talk about the larger issues, you know who is getting all the flak. It's Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his government, which is getting all the flak from the people for not actually anticipating the second wave of COVID and mismanaging it. Of course, chief ministers are also under attack. So when lawmakers of the BJP start attacking their state governments, you know where these attacks will extend to. That apart, we never saw them doing that for the last 7 years at least, since 2014. So what has happened suddenly? I'm not talking about those conspiracy theories, and I don't believe in them. What I think is, these MLAs, MPs are really under pressure. Because until recently, you spoke to them, and they would be very dismissive about their work in the constituency. Modi ji hai na. I mean, as long as Prime Minister Modi is there, he's so popular, we don't have to worry. We'll go and get ourselves elected. People will vote for us because we are Modi ji's sipahi, or regents in, or soldiers in our constituencies. They are not very sure now, because what is happening is they are not even able to forget about common people. They are not able to get help even for BJP workers. Or, you know, the faces of the party in villages, the situation is so bad. And voters, they may be voting for these people as Modi's sipahi, but the fact is, you know, when you see death happening in your family, around you, in your village, in your district, so much of mismanagement, I mean, they are going to vent out their anger. They are not going to take it lying, okay, fine. I mean, it's okay. MLAs and MPs will face the brunt whenever they go back to the voters, because voters need their support today, and these MLAs and MPs have vanished because they know that they cannot do anything. And so they are now trying to deflect the blame on their state administrations, but that may not work. And there is another fear. You know, next general elections are 3 years away. You have assembly elections a year away, or 8-10 months away. What happens if whenever a party starts distributing tickets, the biggest factor is winnability, whether that candidate, a sitting MLA or a former MLA or whosoever, is popular in his or her area or not. Now, after the pandemic, generally, who will be under pressure? The party will go for a winnable candidate. So if the sitting MP or MLA has not been able to deliver, okay, let's replace him or her. It's very easy for parties. And in the BJP especially, it's the first thing that a party starts looking at whenever it is faced with that anti-incumbency. Change the faces, people will vote for Modi, and the local anti-incumbency will go the moment you replace those candidates. So these MPs and MLAs are panicky. Whatever may be, in my view, if they are talking like dissidents, if they are they have started speaking against their CMs, or even the or indirectly against the dispensation in states and at the center, we have to welcome it, because what is happening is the silence of our public representatives had somehow made our top leadership at all levels of governance, actually, they have made them arrogant, I would say, or if not arrogant, at least complacent. They think chalta hai, everything is done. I mean, it's okay whether you act or you don't act, it's okay. Because they have been surrounded by drum beaters who keep telling these people, or telling their supreme masters, oh, you are doing a wonderful job. And so they don't listen to what is happening on the ground. It's probably time these lawmakers spoke out, gave them a real picture, and brought them back on the ground. And that's why I welcome it. And PM Modi and Amit Shah, actually, they should not be treating these lawmakers as critics. They should actually be looking at these lawmakers as, I would say, oximeters or pulse meters, I would say. That's all from me in this episode of Politically Correct. Thank you for watching.